Both of the words al-qalb and al-fu'ad are translated into heart in English, which gives the impression that they are synonyms to one another, but that is not the case. Al-qalb and al-fu'ad are not the same, and how they are used in the Quran reflects their difference. Both of these words are related to al-aql. So we'll define that first to understand the distinction between al-qalb and al-fu'ad. In terms of how it is used in the Quran, the word al-aql can be defined as the reason. It is not a physical organ, but it is rather the intellect, which is concerned with logic and reason. And for the purpose of explanation, it is going to be on the one end of the spectrum. Al-aql, full reason, only logic. But on the other end of the spectrum, we have al-fu'ad. And the word al-fu'ad is derived from the verb fa'ada, which means to burn or to ignite. So the word fu'ad literally means the place where it is burning. So the metaphorical meaning is reference to a place of emotions. And so fu'ad is the place where we process all the sensory input and feel all sources of emotions. When everything is controlled by it, you are in grave danger, since you're only then led by passion, desires, and instinct. إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابِّ عِندَ اللَّهِ الصُّمُّ الْبُكْمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Notice how Allah describes these creatures as ones that do not use reason, since they are then following fully the other side of the spectrum, following their instinct, passions, and desires. So, al-aql, the reason, and al-fu'ad, the heart, when it comes to emotions. And now, let's understand what is meant by al-qalb. Al-qalb is basically the one that governs both of these two and keeps them in balance. So, there is no wonder that it is derived from the verb قلب, which means to change. And so the heart, al-qalb, is in constant change due to the constant changing balance between al-aql, the reason, and al-fu'ad, as the home for senses and emotions. And now we can understand even more the dua that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, would do, which is
يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكَ.
O controller of the hearts, make my heart steadfast in your religion. And therefore, when we read this ayah telling us about the situation that the mother of Musa, peace be upon him, was in, we can understand more what the ayah means.
وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا إِنْ كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا أَرَّبَطْنَا عَلَى قَلْبِهَا لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Then we can understand when she had to give up her son, her heart, al-fu'ad, became empty of anything other than being occupied by her son, as al-fu'ad is the place of her emotions. And in the same ayah, Allah tells us He supported her by bounding fast her heart, so that she is not completely controlled by her emotions, so she becomes a believer. And when Allah addressed His Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, He said,
وَكُلًّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ.
So Allah here used the word fu'ad for heart, since the stories of those who came before Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, were an important consolation to the heart of the Prophet and were meant to treat his sadness and fear of what he had seen in the years of calling disbelievers to Islam. So, al-qalb and al-fu'ad aren't just heart, but they carry much more meaning than that. And it is also important to mention that the interpreters of the Quran provided many interpretations to these three terms, but I chose to highlight the one that is most consistent with their use in the Quran, and Allah knows best. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey with learning the Quran at any level, start right here to know which is the most suitable route for you. Or you could keep learning by clicking on this lesson. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.